Let's start in the High Court in Johannesburg. Lawyers for former Bosasa COO Angelo Agretti have been appealing a decision to keep him behind bars. Argument has now ended there. That matter's been postponed until Friday for a decision. Earlier this month, the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court, sitting in Palm Ridge, denied his bail application. Agretti is in poor health. He's been treated at a private hospital. We know that, well, we were told that he suffered a heart attack. He has been on life support and on dialysis too, but he remains under guard and restrained. Have a listen to Advocate Manny Witts making the case before the High Court today.
We sat late till after 20 past four, and I think, with respect, the Lord, you could see, I knew from my experience, many years of experience, the cash office closes at 3:30. So if you're going to sit till 20 past four, your chances of getting bail are probably negligible, because even if you get it, where are you going to pay it? Court would have been closed, and we sat till 20 past four. But what the learned magistrate did, he questioned my learned friend, and he said, well, what about these conditions? What about if you contact the Italian embassy, which has already been notified, no further travel documents? What happens if you contact Home Affairs? And then what the learned magistrate did, and I think with the utmost of respect, you can't hold this against the appellant in this matter, because there's nothing from the investigating officer to say he's attempted to escape. And in fact, Common Cause, investigating officer, supported his travel overseas. And up and until the state capture requested him, please don't go, cancel your trip, because we're still busy with certain important aspects. And the investigating officer is not disputed by the state. The same one who made the affidavit said, I've got the passport. If you want to go, I've got no objection at all. And I can place it on record. There was no dispute at all. He was more than willing to assist.
The voice there of Advocate Manny Witts making the argument on behalf of Angelo Agretti that his bail decision should be overturned. And Tukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, watching that for us. And Tukwana, thanks for joining us today. What was the essence of Manny Witts' argument about bail for Angelo Agretti?
Well, Mandy, first of all, isn't it ironic that here is Angelo Agretti, who worked for Bosasa, a company that benefited so much from the correctional services industry, or at least public industry of correctional services. And yet, one of the first things he says when he applies for bail is the conditions in prison that are not fit for him to be in. Anyway, his lawyers are basically saying that, as we heard in the report recently, that he suffered a heart attack and had to be resuscitated, but that as we speak currently, he is unconscious, that he is on a ventilator, that he is on a continuous dialysis because he suffers from acute renal failure, septicemia, obesity, diabetes, and of course hypertension. And these are the reasons why they see him as being at very high risk of contracting COVID-19, first of all. But secondly, that because of all this, in spite of all this, his leg is chained to a bed. There are three guards instead of the recommended two in his room, and there are three others outside. So these conditions make it very unconducive or difficult for his doctors to treat him. And that's number one. But secondly, they're saying that he has no intention whatsoever of fleeing, because he has been upfront, he has been to the State Capture Commission, and he has cooperated. But if you and I know, as the state has also argued, he apparently has cash in excess of 30 million rand that he did not disclose initially until investigators found it. He had bought cryptocurrency, he had bought a luxury vehicle, but all of that he did not disclose until it was found out. And now he says, well, so that is normal. It's not untoward for anyone to have that amount of wealth outside of the country, and that does not necessarily mean that he's intending to leave the country. And then there's the question of the Italian passport that went missing. And of course, he says, well, his South African passport is with the authorities, even though it has expired, but he does not intend to apply for a new passport. And even if he were to apply for a new passport, and they claim that he's not in a position to do so. So many, many, many reasons. But essentially, his lawyer saying that he was treated harshly by the magistrate and the prosecution. They should have believed him when he says that he has no intention of fleeing or evading justice.
And Tukwana, just to clarify, so that matter finalized now, and a decision when?
On Friday.
On Friday. And Tekwana Ngatana, EWN reporter, she was keeping an eye on that. Angelo Agretti appealed today, his lawyers saying that he should be granted a bail decision, and that decision will be handed down on Friday this week.